We started off outside the mansion with Hut 4, the Naval Intelligence Hut, which you'll recollect worked in conjunction with Hut 8, the Naval Decoding and Deciphering Department, which is this building end here on here. It was imperative that the experts here broke the naval enigma, as it was the exclusive method used by the German naval authorities in communicating with the U-boats. But not content with that, they also used 27 other procedures, depending on the level of communications. There was a huge volume of traffic going in there for processing. The first head of Hut 8 was Alan Turing, but he in fact got seconded to America in the latter part of 1942 to do studies on voice encryption and other methods of encryption, and when he came back to this country, he was posted on to Hounslow Park. So he was never actually based here after that. So his position as head of Hut was inherited by Hugh Alexander, the British chess champion. If you ever meet anybody who worked here at Bletchley Park, due to the sands of time, the cell system, etc., you might find it very difficult to get an explanation of the work they conducted. But there's normally one thing they can always tell you, is where they worked. Now, even during the war, if you met other people in the NAFI or similar, you weren't allowed to discuss the work you did or the department you worked for. The only thing you could talk about is where you worked. As everybody worked in a wooden hut and these huts were numbered, that's what you get, a hut number. So somebody could say, I worked in Hut 8. I was there the other day, right beside the lake. Oh no, I worked in a concrete building. But obviously, as time went on, war was not over. More and more staff were being recruited. More permanent structures had to go up. So Huts 8 and 4 moved into A and B blocks. But because the hut numbers were synonymous with the unknown departments, they took the hut numbers with them, so that became 18 and that became 14. Quite logical if you think about it. Around the corner here, running parallel, is a former hut, which in the war years used to house excess of 200 teleprinters. Remember the listening stations communicating to Bletchley Park. Where this mini car park is, there used to be a building called the registry. All the intercepts went in there for sorting, sifting, copying and dispersal of the various huts for processing. That's equally the building where all the dispatch riders came with the originals for cross-comparative purposes. Today, this is a very important area for our visitors. If you look towards those double doors, you can't quite see it, but there's a sign, Churchill. Within the former teleprinter hut, the most comprehensive collection of Churchill memorabilia in the country. Well over 2,000 items on display. You won't get out of there in 5 minutes unless you're going to Stratford. In the old switching room, as you can see from the sign there, we have our own cinema, where they show newsreels and similar various programs there, seated and heated. So if you want to go in there later on, you can, if you wish. Within Hut 8, a whole series of exhibitions. The story of HMS Petard, a new 559. The story of Matapan. How Mavis Lever, a 20-year-old young lady, broke an Italian cipher, which led the authorities to learn that the Italian fleet had set sail and proposed to harass our convoys in the Mediterranean. Admiral Cunningham was told he set sail, intercepted and destroyed the Italian fleet off Cape Matapan. All because of a 20-year-old lady working here at Bletchley Park. That story's there, the story of pigeons and various other exhibitions. Again, there's so much information to see and appreciate, you know, you'll realise why it takes so long to go around. Remember, our main museum, of course, is down in B block beside the emissions. Okay, lower ground floor and first floor.